Our shorter catechism lesson this week is, what are we specially taught by these words before me in the first commandment? And the answer is, these words before me in the first commandment teach us that God, who seeth all things, taketh notice of and is much displeased with the sin of having any other God. Now, I have an interesting proof text for you. I doubt that it's a proof text that was actually attached to the catechism by the assembly, but it is a proof text that I have in my mind when I hear this question and answer. It is Esther 7, verse 8. This is when Queen Esther has held a banquet for the king and for Haman, and she has told the king that someone is trying to destroy her and her people, and the king is very enraged, and he says, who could have done this? And she says, it's him, it's Haman. And the king rushes out of the room in his fury, and Haman starts to fall before her and plead for his life. And just then, the king comes back into the room, and that's Esther 7, verse 8. When the king returned from the palace garden to the place of the banquet of wine, Haman had fallen across the couch where Esther was. Then the king said, will he also assault the queen while I am in the house? And as the word left the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And that was it for Haman. Well, if it's true for an earthly king that he is much provoked when the attack upon him, and an attack upon his queen is an attack upon him, is that much worse in his presence, how true it is for the King of Kings. And the words before me in the first commandment remind us that we are always in his presence, that all of our sin is not just done against him, but is done in his face or to his face. Another text that may help us think about the same thing is Nimrod, who founded Babel and is called a mighty hunter, and some translations will say before Yahweh, but literally it says in the face of Yahweh. Not in the eyes of Yahweh, not that the Lord considers him mighty, but in his face, for his own glory against God, just as everything in Nimrod's character and Nimrod's working and Babel itself was all in God's face, the way we would say, like, in your face, or maybe we wouldn't say that, but the way people say that. So, what are we specially taught by these words before me in the first commandment? These words before me. Like, will you really have other gods before me? In my face? In my house? In my presence? Right in front of me? They teach us that God, who seeth all things, taketh notice of and is much displeased with the sin of having any other god. Now, for us, my dear children, we will be very forgetful of the fact that we are before the Lord's face if we are not continually interacting with the Lord. And so it is important that we develop a life habit, a mental habit, a heart habit of asking God for the things we need, devoting to God the things we do, like Bach at the top of every piece, and then at the bottom of every piece, once he's done writing it, for the glory of God, that we get in the habit of it, everything we do, offering to him as service unto him for his glory, that we are always asking him for help, that whenever we sin, we immediately ask him for forgiveness, whenever we receive any good thing or are enabled to do any good thing, we thank him for it, that we keep in our hearts and on our minds, not just as a matter of being mindful being thoughtful and careful about, intentional about our whole life, but relationally interacting with Him so that we will remember that we are before Him. So again, the question is, what are we specially taught by these words, before me, in the first commandment? And the answer is, these words, before me, in the first commandment, teach us that God, who seeth all things, taketh notice of, and is much displeased with, the sin of having any other God.